T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm sorry, dog. I was trying to move my stuff around, man, because I was in the kitchen.
What stuff?
I was in the kitchen with my equipment because my neighbor, they doing some new landscaping and stuff. So, I mean, right at like 9:55, I hear,
that lady blowing her leaves again?
No, all her leaves gone. So now she just do that just to annoy me because I know she listen, because that's why she always be cutting the eyes whenever she walk by the house. I don't care. I ain't scared of you and the little ass dog. Come on, come on over here. Come on, because I got me a thumper in the backyard now. You want some of this? But yeah, so the neighbors are getting some new landscaping. I'm talking about, and at 9:55, like, so I went in the kitchen and everything and tried to not to annoy Wendy, because Instacart came at like 10:22, and luckily there was a sign on, I put a sign on the doorbell, do not ring the doorbell, because everybody would have heard it. And then so I'm getting the groceries in and left the dishwasher door open, and then I think I got this knot on my shin so hard. I'm surprised y'all didn't hear me cuss, because I was supposed to be, I had to do it during like while you were talking, I was going to run and do something real quick, and boom, I'm surprised y'all ain't hear it. But yeah, that hurt a little bad.
Banging your shin on something.
Banging your shin on anything.
One of the worst. Doesn't matter how tough you are.
It's one of the worst.
That'll take you out.
In the world, dog.
Big toe on the bed corner.
Yeah, man.
That's bad too. Stepping on a Lego. That'll
put
you down.
A damn landmine, man.
That's a landmine.
What was I talking about? Like, when somebody step on your toe, the first place you feel it is in your shoulders. When you step on a Lego or a Hot Wheel, first place you feel it as a dad. Because the thing about it, Andy, I don't know what it is. What it is about Legos and Hot Wheel cars and everything. Mamas don't never step on them. It could be 30 of them sitting right on the by her foot.
And they hopscotch through
and
all
they,
of them.
And they move out of the way. Let me get out there. It'd be one. And I'm talking about catch right there in that middle. Yeah, dog.
Worst.
Yeah, man.
The absolute worst. All right, 12 o'clock hour coming up. Lots to get to. We'll get to a what if in about 20 minutes from right now. Some damn good questions with Wendy at 12:40. Most important audio in the world in just a second as well. We'll get back into Georgia and Alabama and all the big games this weekend. The transfer portal's heating up. Not surprisingly. Found some news out about Oklahoma over the weekend. Yep. Spencer Rattler's going to transfer. Jaden Hazelwood, the big 5-star wide receiver they have. There'll probably be more guys on the move from Oklahoma as well. And look, other schools as coaches move around a little bit. We talked about this last week, kind of knowing what was going to happen between Georgia and Georgia Tech. It's a disappointing year, frustrating, all that for sure, in year three for Coach Collins.
Right.
The worst thing was going to be if big-name players on that team started leaving.
Yep.
Well, they are. Jahmyr Gibbs is transferring. We're hearing Jordan Yates, seeing that from some.
Georgia to beat his ass into the transfer portal.
Reputable sources. Jordan Yates is going to transfer.
That's not good.
3-9 is the worst thing. Like, you're a bad team. You didn't improve. But when your players that are actually worth something are telling you that they don't believe in your program anymore,
they're out.
That's
not a good sign, man.
Writing's on the wall.
And what do we talk, Andy? Me and Chris were talking about this, and I would say you got to re-recruit your players every week.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't every season, Andy. It's every week. Because what if they don't get 2 passes this week or get something? You got to re-recruit. And this is unfortunate for Coach Collins and the Georgia Tech program that they're losing 2 big-time players, man. Because Yates is going to be a good player. Still a young player.
Yes, 3 years of eligibility. Yeah,
you know what I mean? And he's going to leave. You look at Gibbs, he's going to leave. They're probably their best playmaker. The Sims leave? I mean, this is definitely not what Coach Collins envisioned or any coach envisioned, you know, leaving the program. You look at Oklahoma. Wendy, how many? They lost 4 5-star guys when he decided to leave. And then you throw in the Spencer Rattler, you throw in Williams. That's 7.
Those were guys that were coming.
Those are 5 stars.
Now they're losing
Jason,
guys that were there.
Hazelwood is a 5-star. So you're losing 9 5-star players damn near to Oklahoma because a coach left.
Yep.
You know, and that's what but that's how this, you know, this day and age in college football is, Andy, is that they worship the coach more than the brand itself, which is nothing is wrong with that at all. But that's what I'm saying. When you sit there and you sit on these kids' couches and they believe what you're saying to them, but at the same time, now that y'all got this whole right to leave whenever you want to, don't want to hit. Go on.
Yeah, like,
go on.
That's why I don't know that at least I don't. I was never really on this page anyway, but I don't know how anyone can really still sit here and be frustrated at any kid for making the decisions that they make, given what coaches do.
Like, they shouldn't have to say in their thing, respect my decision. They should not have to say that.
Yeah, it should just be implied.
Yes.
But it isn't, because you know how people are. You know how the message boards get. But yeah, man, I mean, that's...
No, I don't know nothing about the message board, Andy.
I try to tell you about the message boards, Randy. The last one I just read was that... You want to hear?
Yeah, let me hear.
The last one I just read was that Oklahoma is out on Brent Venables because this guy's buddy is a real estate agent in Oklahoma, and no one's heard from Brent Venables yet. So Brent Venables isn't house searching yet in Oklahoma, according to this dude's buddy who's a real estate agent. So I guess cross him off the list, Sooners. All right, back to the drawing board. Take it as a fact. All right, let's get to the most important audio in the world, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
You know, it's the first time, I guess, since we've been here that we've got a less of a portion of guys that have played in it. So our upperclassmen have. Some of them have played in two of them, and some in one, and some in zero. So very important to keep your composure and have a good plan of attack and then execute.
Yeah, interesting comment there from Kirby Smart about this stage. I mean, obviously he's got players on his team that have played in big games. They've had big games this year. But there's a lot of guys that are going to be depended upon on Saturday that haven't played in the SEC championship game, and that's having not made it 1 year. They were in the thing 2 years ago. But that's how quickly rosters turn over and all that, and some of the young guys that are making differences are guys that maybe didn't play a lot the last time they were in the college football in the SEC championship game against LSU. So, you know, you're going to get the experience on Saturday, that's for sure.
I mean, you know, hell, some of my Alabama's quarterback ain't never been either. Nope. He's the most important player on their team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a big game atmosphere. We know how that's going to be because it's something, even though we expected it, Andy, it's still one of those situations where it's Georgia versus Alabama. And Alabama has won this game. Alabama's beat us repeatedly over and over again. And I don't want this to have to be one of those situations where Kirby gets too safe or gets too conservative. Or, you know what I mean, Andy? No, keep being aggressive. Keep being aggressive. Don't be aggressive to the detriment of the team. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is don't start that, you know, cloud in the dust, 3 yards cloud of dust, mm-hmm. let's punt away and let's play defense. Stay with the foot on the pedal too. You don't have to have it on there. And if you're playing Alabama, more likely you're going to have it on there for the whole damn game.
Yeah, you probably are.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is one of those things where you got to stay aggressive, but you got to be in the moment where – I'm better than them. Mm-hmm. I'm better than them. All right. This is my thing. I'm better than them. I'm physically better than they are. And I mean, I'm not going to say you're going to be mentally, because that's one thing about Nick. We talk about him, the New England. They don't beat themselves a lot. Do they make mistakes? Everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. But they wait on you to make the critical mistake.
Well,
they wait on you to step out of bounds.
Auburn played clean for, 50 minutes. And then Gary Danielson jinxed them and said they didn't make any mistakes, and they started making a bunch of mistakes. But, yeah, that's what Alabama does, man. You know that they're going to be mentally ready for the game.
There's no question about that. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be mentally ready. Georgia's going to be mentally ready because this is as much as I'm going to love Kirby, he's the leader of that organization. I like how Nick calls it organization. Kirby calls it program. This is a player-led locker room. Kirby don't got to say nothing to them to get them ready. Mm-hmm. Them boys, look, Nakobe and Jordan, they going to have them ready. Now, you know, there's some big decisions that Kirby has to make that they don't have to. But at the same time, yeah, this is what it's all about, man. This is one brand trying to get to the other brand's level.
Yeah.
Period.
No, absolutely.
That's what it is.
And hopefully from a Georgia perspective, Saturday maybe historically goes down as sort of a passing of the torch. But obviously you've got to beat them on Saturday to do that. One thing I'm interested to see is, because we've talked about this a little bit with Georgia being so much better than almost all of their opponents this year, was there ever going to be that letdown where they overlooked or anything like that? And there wasn't. I mean, I guess the Missouri game is the one that people point to. They beat them by 37, so, I mean, still pretty good letdown game, if that's going to be your letdown game.
Yeah.
The flip side of it, though, Georgia hadn't played in many close games.
They have not.
There was the one early in the season, and they won the football game.
Right.
Now, the reason for that is because they've been so much better than everyone they've played against this year. Alabama's played in a lot of close games.
Hell yeah, they have.
Like, they've had some very, like, stress, obviously the one that they just won in triple overtime, all that. But they've had a lot of stressful football games where they know, or at least they have that muscle memory of, like, okay, we get into this moment. We've done it. We've won. We've won all these close games except for the Texas A&M game. We've won all these games where we've been close. I mean, I think being better is the most important thing. But having been in those games, I don't know. I don't know how much it helps, but Alabama has that and Georgia doesn't.
And but I mean, but are they and I know it was the closest score. I never was worried that we weren't beating Clemson for some reason. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't. I wasn't worried about that. And it's not even I'm worried about Alabama. I ain't got no reason to be worried. I ain't playing. Now, do I think Georgia wins on Saturday? Yes, I think Georgia will beat Alabama this Saturday. But it's going to be – this will be the best team. We said that this is definitely the best team they play, mm-hmm. without a doubt. Most talented, best coach, everything best is this weekend against Alabama. We know that. But this Georgia team – I'm not saying that. No, I will say it. This moment's not too big for them. Not saying it was before, but it's not. It's not. They know exactly what they have to do to win this game and continue on because this ain't the ultimate thing that they want. They want more. Mm-hmm. All right. And I know we talk about they're 100% in whether they win or lose this week. I don't even look at it like that. You got because I know Alabama is out if they lose.
Yeah,
they're out right. if they lose.
If you don't want to play Alabama again.
Beat them now.
Beat them on Saturday.
Yes.
If you beat them, then you're obviously in, and you're the number one team. And here's the thing. You just said Alabama's going to be the best team Georgia has played this year. I agree. There's a pretty decent chance they're the best team Georgia will play for the remainder of the year.
I mean, that's a good possibility. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
It is. But because the thing about it is this is the best team that Bama's played this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. All right, here's Nick Saban talking about some of the challenges that his team's facing.
Without knowing Brian Robinson's availability this week, have you ever been in a situation where you're down to one scholarship running back? And what sort of challenges does that create through the week in practice up until game time?
Well, to answer your question, the first part is no. The second part is, you know, we have to coach the players that we have, and we got to get them ready to play the game. There's nothing else we can do about that. Injuries are part of the game. I don't ever like to see any player, you know, not be able to compete, especially when they've had a great year all year long and probably want to play in this game because of that. As a coach, you just have to coach the players and try to get the players ready that you have available to play in the game.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's the right answer. He can't get anyone that he doesn't have, but it's definitely, if Brian Robinson can't play, a really big deal. Like, yeah. He's their best running back.
Yeah. And as much as we talk about, you know, the young quarterback, I mean, they still want to run the football. Now, they're having some issues up front. They really are. And facing Georgia ain't one of them ain't a good plan if you're struggling up front. Now, the guy on the left side, he legit locked down. Ain't none of that. Going to be the first overall pick in the draft.
Very, very good.
Yeah. I'm worried about that. But, I mean, they have an overall five. It's not the typical Alabama offensive line. So, Georgia has to do a good job of getting after him. And, you know, we talked about, like, I remember when they were playing Tennessee and talk about this fast-paced offense and spread, don't give up the big play, play zone behind it, rush with four and all that. And Georgia just basically said, Randy, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. We finna rush and blitz and bring guys from everywhere. And that's exactly what they did. So, I don't know. I mean, they got to pressure Bryce Young. You cannot let him sit back there. He does not want to run. But he can run.
Do you think he will like be more willing to do that? Because there were moments in that Auburn game where he could have picked up he could have got more yards if he was willing to run the football. He just has been very careful all season long about not doing something.
And this could be that game because this is one of them games where ain't no tomorrow. Now you get to go to a New Year's Six Bowl and all that, but ain't no tomorrow. Ain't no tomorrow as far as trying to get to a championship game. So yeah, I expect him to do it all. Now will he do it? I don't know. But I expect him, when that lane is right there.
Me too.
Hey, go.
Yeah.
Go.
Me too. We got plenty of time all week long to talk about this matchup. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 from Dog Nation to talk more Georgia football. Let's get back into some of the other coaching moves of the week and some other coaching rumors. Here's Cliff Kingsbury, the Arizona Cardinals head coach, being asked about the Oklahoma job.
Yeah, I don't get into those things. My sole focus the last couple weeks has been Chicago Bears and after watching them on Thanksgiving, it needs to be because they're a really good football team and had a big win, and so that's where my focus has been.
Hey, it makes sense, Andy, but we talk about going for – like, he lives in Scottsdale, right?
Yeah.
In that house that was sitting like that thing, laid.
It looked like a nice house.
Laid.
They're 9-2 also.
They're 9-2. Got a young quarterback. Uh-huh. Don't look like he's getting fired anytime soon. Even though he's on the last year of his contract next year. Mm-hmm. Would you want to go do that to go recruiting and stuff?
Mm-mm. No, no, cool. No. The other thing is, and you know, I know that it, you know, it hasn't mattered in the NFL because he's had a lot of success, or at least this year, especially in Arizona with the Cardinals. He wasn't like a great college football coach. They were under 500 in his tenure.
Yeah, and then
Texas Tech.
Obviously, it didn't matter because Dan Gonshow got a head coach in the NFL job.
He sure did. But you know, if I'm
I
having
feel
that,
like that,
if I'm having that success in the NFL and I was that in college, why would I go back to college?
That's what I'm saying. I would not go back to college if I'm Cliff Kingsbury. So,
yeah.
Hell no,
if
I'm not going back.
You have to recruit. You know what I mean? Like,
especially dealing with how recruiting is now and dealing with these kids going to the portal.
Do you think that even the guys that are really good at recruiting, do you think that they like it?
Yeah, you have to.
You do?
Yeah, man. You have to love the grind of recruiting. Hmm. Yeah, and especially in today's, like, having to woo these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't got time to woo nobody. I ain't no wooer, Andy. That's why I can't be no college coach. I do not get down with the woo. All right? Sorry. Not Randy. Not the woo, woo, woo.
You don't even listen to the Wu-Tang Clan anymore.
I don't even listen to him, dog, because there's too much got woo in it. I ain't got time to woo no child that ain't mine. I don't even woo my own damn children. Go on somewhere and get you a rake or something. No, I'm sorry. And it's not that I'm not saying the kids don't deserve it. Fine, you deserve whatever they give you. But not this cat. Oh, what you talking about? You got to get back to me. I'm offering you a damn scholarship.
I would pay so much money to watch you just one time meet with a recruit.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, he's a big five-star tight end. Could you talk to him?
Yeah. What's up, homie?
Sure,
you want to come to Georgia?
I'll talk to him.
I'm wearing my option, coach. I got like 8 more teams. What the hell? Make it 7. Ain't no way.
How'd Georgia lose out on him? Randy talked to
him. Randy talked to him.
So, yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a what if after this. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down to 7. I don't do the woo. The woo-hoo. Not even for her son.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hanging out with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Wendy. That means we're an hour and 20 minutes away from the AMA, which hopefully are some damn good questions from you. Any question, any topic, you can text us or tweet us. We'll get the phone lines open as well, 404-741-0929. I mean, that's one of the things some of the coaches, at least recently, that have decided to step away from the game of college football. You've heard them cite that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, recruiting got to a point where I just, you know, I wasn't doing that anymore. That's what Chris Peterson said at Washington for the most part. It was like, yeah, I mean, I you know, coaching and all that, and I just
it's different. I mean,
365 day, yeah, all that,
yeah.
And the way you have to do it with some of these kids is, you know, I could see not being interested in that either.
Yeah, man. I mean, because the thing about it is, it's a situation where it's not something that, like, I could not be just thrown into it. You know what I mean? Like, but if that was something that I did right after I finished playing football or something like that, it's a possibility, but probably not. You know, probably not, and because of how I was recruited, and you know, I have a different perspective than having somebody just drool over me all the time. You know, this is a different perspective, and I see it proven wrong all the time, because I think a lot of times, whenever you get some of these kids get on college, they feel like it's done. You know what I mean? Like, I've been recruited. I'm the number 3 player in the country. I ain't got to really do nothing but just be here,
mm-hmm.
And then you see where you don't get the results that you want, because the journey never stops. It stops when you decide to hang them up, but you're always trying to get better at something. But yeah, I just like to have fun. But no, I ain't no way, dog. I mean, I can't be sitting there. Your mama might not be able to cook, so she got me down there eating beanies and weenies and stuff. You know what I'm saying? No, man. No, I'm good.
Mm-mm. This is delicious, Miss Davis. I
love
it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
This is so good.
Wait, is that Jiffy?
What'd you put in here? Wow. I know how he got so big and strong now.
Oh, dude, this all kind of lies. It's all kind of lies. Man,
so good. Can I have some more, please?
Oh, yeah.
Throw a little more helping.
You got to have more. You can't have just
If you
more.
Really like it, you're going to have more.
Because the thing about it is, I'm like, you think about when Nick and Kirby goes to the in-house visits, mm-hmm. like how many, because I'm sure they don't go on one a day. So you think, how many times do you eat like three dinners a day? You would think that. You can eat like three dinners
so
a day.
So full.
Yeah, but you can't.
If I have to eat another pot roast.
You know what I mean? You can't be rude to the bank player's mom. You can't be like.
Yeah, not if you want to sign him.
Yeah, Miss Davis. I'm just stuffed because Miss Green, she fed me good over there. I know y'all sons play the same position. You know, something like that. Yeah, that would be a hard thing.
All right, we'll get to some damn good questions with Wendy coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's get to a what if.
It's time for What If on Annie and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Should be a lot of good ones today. Yeah, a lot of news going on. I'm interested to find out where you start.
I'm going to start right here with this one because it is what it is. What if Lane Kiffin goes to Oklahoma?
I think it would be good. I mean, I think Lane Kiffin would have success there. What he did at Ole Miss this season is very impressive. And, I mean, I think he's taken that offense with him wherever he goes, obviously. That's his calling card. They've been able to win that way in Oklahoma. I think that would be a fine hire. Now, I don't know that they would do that. It seems like they have their eyes set on guys that have been at their programs a little bit longer than that. Like Lane's been bouncing around the last couple years.
Who do you think's the guy?
Well, Matt Campbell is a name that you've seen.
Okay.
Luke Fickell. Or what about Mark Stoops?
What about Mark?
Because his brother, Bob Stoops.
Exactly.
Is their coach today.
Like, which is amazing.
Bob Stoops is the head coach at the University of Oklahoma right now, and he's going to coach him in their bowl game. That one makes almost too much sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now, would that be a good hire, though? With Mark
He's
Stoops?
A good football coach.
He is.
He's a very good football coach.
But is he a great football coach? Because that's what Oklahoma expects.
That's the thing about it. He's a really good football coach, Andy. I think the only reason I see it as a fit because of the Stoops name. That's it.
And right. His name was Mark Davis.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you like this. His brother has a whole lot of influence over that program. I mean, he pretty much – I think Lincoln Riley would have been a good head coach. But you remember when Stoops stepped away right before the season when he retired from Oklahoma, and it was like he appointed Lincoln Riley as the head coach.
Oh,
so,
he left him the whole cupboard.
Yeah.
All the coordinators stayed. Everything was perfectly set up.
Everything was set up for him.
Now, that's not to take anything away from Lincoln Riley. What he did in taking over the program was also really impressive. But, yeah, I mean, I think Lane Kiffin would do a good job there. Do you think Lane Kiffin, more likely, Lane Kiffin goes somewhere else or stays at Ole Miss?
I think he goes somewhere else.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. What if Notre Dame is on the bubble come selection time? When it comes, it's between them and another team at number four.
Okay. Who's the other team? You got to give me the other team.
All right.
Okay, because the thing about it is, the only way that
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, that means Oklahoma State won the Big 10, the Big 12?
It does.
Oklahoma State's in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati lost, so they're out.
Yep, Notre Dame goes in.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is unfair
because Cincinnati beat Notre Dame.
Do you think that Notre Dame gets it held against them at all that they don't have a head coach?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
I don't.
Simple as that.
I don't. Let me see one of these questions that Brian has here. Okay. What if Notre Dame does actually hire Urban Meyer?
The John Fricke is going to be insufferable for the next year because he predicted that like 9 months ago.
Okay.
That'll.
God. So we got to get the tweets. I'm waiting for everybody to apologize to John Fricke.
As I said. Yeah. That'll redeem the Taco Fall take. if Notre Dame hires Urban Meyer. But again, I think it would work. I think on the field it would work. I think Urban Meyer is going to have success as a college football coach wherever he goes. That's just my opinion of Urban Meyer as a college football coach. I have to wonder how much Notre Dame is interested in. Like if Urban Meyer hadn't had that, you know, hanging out in a bar getting grinded on video come out, I think that it would be a lot more likely. But you know how Notre Dame is. They like to be consider themselves and deal do their business in a different type of way.
I mean, but I just think it's something else behind it. I think they were stunned. They felt bad, or they mad at Urban the way he did them. But he made the right choice by going to Florida.
He did. He won 2 national championships.
Exactly. So he made the right decision. But yeah.
So that was back in what 2000?
What was that?
4?
What was that? 4?
When he left Utah, right? And it was between Florida and Notre Dame.
Yeah, and he picked Florida.
Okay. And you think Notre Dame's still mad about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just something I'm throwing out there.
They might be.
They might be, but I'm just telling you right now. If he would never live down leaving Jacksonville after 1 year. There's no way. No way.
What do you mean live down?
I mean, like after he leaves Notre Dame, or if he goes to Notre Dame, like he better stay in Notre Dame and not coach after he leaves.
Right. That's it. If Urban Meyer takes over at Notre Dame, then that's got to be the final job
now,
he has.
But the thing is that Bob Stoops was reported, this was his dream job too with Notre Dame.
Really?
Yes. So, I mean.
Is there any chance Bob Stoops just takes back over at Oklahoma?
That's what I think. I don't know, man.
It worked out before.
I don't know.
And the guy who hired him, the AD, is still there.
Yeah.
The Castiglione guy. Yeah, and I didn't realize he's been there.
Stoops was the DC for Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Is Bill O'Brien in the mix? I'm going to throw that name out there.
Not if I was making the mix.
Why?
He's not in my Bill O'Brien?
Why?
I'm good.
Why? Is it the chin?
The chin doesn't help. I'm not anti-butt chin, though. You can have a butt chin if you want. The chin doesn't. I don't know. Look at Alabama's offense this year.
Is that all on him?
Part of it is, okay. At least. I mean, right. he's not making a good case for himself after what that offense had looked like the last handful
of years. Well, hell, look what they had, Andy.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
Look what they have now.
Come on, man.
You don't think they have good – they have the Heisman Trophy favorite right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had the Heisman Trophy winner, and he was a damn wide receiver.
That's true.
Come on.
They have good players right now, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can't get behind Bill O'Brien after this 1 year at Alabama. He needs to have a better year than this offensively. What if Brady and Belichick are on a collision course in the postseason?
I would freaking love it.
Would you?
To see Bill Belichick versus Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
You'd love that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, get mad at me, I don't care.
No, I would too.
Yeah.
I'd love it too.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
I know.
Come on, man.
It'd be a hell of a story.
It'd be a hell of a damn story. If you can get them two in there.
It doesn't seem crazy right now, though. The Patriots are playing really well, and the Bucs are getting healthy.
I think the Patriots are good. I don't know the Patriots are Super Bowl good.
Who is, though, in the AFC?
Exactly. Who is?
Nobody.
Nobody, really.
Doesn't seem like right now anybody is.
Yeah.
Every time somebody seems like they're the best team in the AFC, they lose 2 games in a row. Maybe the Patriots start doing that this weekend.
I don't know, man. Hey, man, what if Tiger Woods comes back and wins the Masters?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be happy.
I mean, this year, the upcoming Masters.
What?
Yeah, just say he was joshing all of us in the interview this morning and more healthier than led on.
And this year he wins the Masters?
Yeah. Greatest athlete of all time?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably like pass out from excitement if that were to happen. Like if Tiger Woods even plays in the Masters this year, I'll be very excited. If Tiger Woods ever competes in a major again, I'll be very excited. If Tiger Woods wins the Masters again, like his comeback story from where he was with his back fusion and all that stuff, coming back winning the Masters in 19, is one of the best comeback stories we've seen.
Yeah.
If he comes back from this, he said his leg almost got amputated.
Yeah.
He said that was on the table as far as what they were talking about after that accident. If he comes back from – because the one comeback in golf everyone always compares what Tiger did to was Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan –
yeah, wasn't it a plane accident?
No, it was a car accident.
Car accident,
almost died, came back, and won like the Grand Slam a couple years after that, and you know was the best golfer in the world again afterwards. If Tiger Woods can come back and do anything productive, then he can be in that conversation as well. But I don't know, man. The Masters – we can dream, right?
Yep.
That'd really be something. What if Drew Dahlman does take over the starting center job for the Falcons, like, in the next couple of weeks?
I won't be surprised. Not at all. He's not rotating in there to just rotate in with Matt Hennessy. He's being put in there to take his job.
Are they better if he does?
We'll see. He wasn't a weak link in the little amount of time that he played. But when you're telling me that you're getting rotated in right now, this late in the season, that means you're losing your job.
Right, that's a very clear indicator that they're not happy with your performance.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great one. What does it say, Brian? What if What if the demands for everyone returning to the A floor gets out of hand? I can see that. In the afternoon show will be the ones. Oh, they would be the ones.
Demands.
Oh, yeah, they'd be the ones. They would definitely be the ones.
I like they were treating it like it's a negotiation.
It is, dog. We can do this. Uh-huh. We can do this. We're secured. We got years, Andy.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Let's go ahead. You know what? It never hurts to ask.
Leverage.
Let's put a barbershop up there so I ain't got to rush home to make my 2:30 appointment.
You know they
got
a barbershop in the basement now. Like on the ground floor.
Oh, they do. That's right.
You'd be shocked to see how.
Dude, no, I went over. Remember when we went to the for the World Series parade? I got lost three times. I got lost three times at Colony Square. Could not figure out how to get the hell out of there, man.
They got an ice skating rink over
there. Yeah, yeah, dog. But yeah, barbershop. What else we need?
We got a bar down there.
Can we just like maybe get like an after hours? They got poles in that other room up there.
I would just take internet. Can we just get some internet in here?
Why you want stuff that's work related?
Or like
I'm talking about benefits.
We got three TVs in this room that I'm sitting in right now. Uh-huh. Only one of them works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to stuff not working over there.
Give me two out of three. Give me two out of three TVs. How about that?
Internet, man, please. I don't even know Wi-Fi.
Can I get a chair that's comfortable? All right, we'll come back. We'll get into some damn good questions with Wendy after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Hey, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from Hawks head coach Nate McMillan stopping by. Get a chance to chat with Coach. They've won 7 out of 8, Randy.
Yeah, I know, dog. I mean, they got their second loss at home. They're in Indiana this weekend, and I hope people still don't ask Nate how he feel about playing against the Pacers.
Oh, dang it, that was question number one.
Really?
No, not really.
Like, do people really still ask him about that?
Yeah, probably. Probably beyond that.
I think he's way beyond that.
Yeah. We've coached a handful of different teams, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What about the Sonics? Do you still get nostalgic when y'all go close to Seattle? My bad, Andy. My bad. That was. I should have stopped at
that. I did want to ask him. We had him on last week. They had just beaten Oklahoma City. Like, do you get any extra enjoyment out of beating the Thunder because they used to be the Sonics and now they're not anymore? But I didn't ask him that.
I'm glad you didn't, Andy.
I think that would have been a pretty good one, though.
It would have been pretty good. I'll tell you what's pretty good, Andy, is the Dog Nation Cruise for 2020, because we invite you to join Dog Nation Cruise 2022. Join Dog Nation with our guy B.A., who will be on at 1 o'clock hour, Brandon Adams, Mike Griffith, who's always on with the morning show, Jeff Sintel, and other fellow Georgia fans to celebrate 2021 season aboard Royal Caribbean's Independence at the Seas. They're going to take the cruise on April 25th, which is, by the way, they made sure I say this, Andy, next year. And they return on the 29th. They stop at Royal Caribbean's private island called Coco Cay, which is awesome, as well as a day in the Nassau Bahamas. You can enjoy private parties and events, including an NFL draft party. Visit DogNation.com for more information to learn how you can reserve your spot on board Dog Nation Cruise 2022.
It's just so funny because Brandon Adams will be on with us at 1:20 today.
Yes.
And every week we talk to him, I think to myself, I'd like to go on a cruise with that guy.
Yeah.
So now you can.
I know,
that's
yeah.
What you've thought of as well.
B.A. look like he's good at shuffleboard.
I bet he's got the cruise games down.
I bet he got the shuffleboard with the deckheads with the fanny pack. The Jesus sandal with high black socks. Yes, shuffleboard king.
Shuffleboard king Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20 this afternoon. Nate McMillan will be with us in 15 minutes from right now. Let's get to Wendy and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Wendy Adams, brought to you by Piedmont Bank. Get a better banking game plan with the team at Piedmont Bank with locations across the metro. See how knowing you better serves you best. Visit them at piedmont.bank. Hi, Wendy.
Brandon Adams looks like the guy holding the clipboard with the itinerary ready.
Yes.
We've got all the activities
just
planned.
Bossy.
Yes.
Just 12 o'clock is cornhole, everybody, and then we're gonna roll on.
Those are the most annoying damn people on cruises.
They're underappreciated.
They're
Brandon.
Annoying as hell, Wendy. Hey, man, get the hell on. No, didn't I just tell your ass I don't want to build no puzzles?
You know? Well, you don't necessarily have to go. Randy,
how many times you got to tell a guy you don't want to build a puzzle?
Randy, you don't have to go play Jenga. He's just going to tell you when Jenga happens.
Yeah, man. You sure you guys don't want to come? He got too much damn energy. You sure you guys don't want to come?
It's going to be a good time.
Hey, man.
See, I'm one of those people. Just tell me where I'm going, what I need to do, and I'll show up. Is there a cocktail involved? I'll be there.
Brandon does seem like he would be a very, like, itinerary organized travel.
Yes.
It seems like he really sticks to the minute, like when he's traveling.
Like the plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes underappreciated people right there. We'll ask BA at 120. Let's start with this one. What program is a better job and why? Oklahoma or LSU?
Damn. I'll go LSU.
Yeah, I'll go LSU.
I think just the recruiting base, but Oklahoma recruits there. I just think the consistent of the position is more likely that you need to win a championship.
Yeah, I think so,
too. The front seven guys.
You're just going to have more, NFL talent.
I mean, because you look at the Andy, how many damn times has Oklahoma offensive line been the, whatever, the, is it the Remington Award?
That's
the top
true.
Offensive line? How many times
have
they done that?
They have.
How many first-round defensive linemen have they had?
Yeah.
But I'll go with LSU. Still.
I guess the thing that I would have said before this year is, you do have to think about the path. Oklahoma has an easier path to get into the college football playoff, but that's not going to be true starting whenever they're in the SEC. So how much do you think that had to do with Lincoln Riley's decision?
I don't know, Andy. I don't want to put that on him and he didn't want to compete in the SEC. I just don't want to do it. I'm not going
to
go there.
I don't think that it was as soon as he found out they were going to the SEC, he was I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Got to find a way to get out of here. But I also don't think that it wasn't a little.
It had something to do with it as far as him. I think it had more of him wanting to go to the Pac-12.
Right. I think it was the number one, the money. It's the money, probably. And then other benefits that they threw at him. Timing, whatever. I think he spoke about that a little bit in his press conference. But I do think he probably thought to himself a little bit. Maybe he would never say this publicly, obviously, because you don't want to make it seem like you don't want to compete.
Right.
But he liked having that path to the college football playoff that the Big
12 afforded him. It was easy. It was. You're absolutely correct, bro.
It was easier than the SEC. There's no doubt about
sure
that.
Was.
If that's going away, all right, I'll go live in Malibu and just beat all the Pac-12 schools. That sounds good to me.
Out of the new college coaches hired at new schools so far, who's going to be the best fit, be most successful? So you have Florida.
Kalen DeBoer. Obviously.
Washington.
I mean, I like all the hires. I think Napier to Florida is sneaky good. I think because what he did, Andy, he waited for this job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He of course, all those jobs, the South Carolinas and those jobs right there, they were talking about him, but he waited. And I just think he's a perfect fit for Florida. I think that he is, he's a damn good football coach. Mm-hmm. I think he's a very good football coach. I think a sneaky good hire that a lot of people won't remember until he ain't on our level. Don't get twisted. Now I'm just saying that, but I just think he's going to be a good hire for Florida.
I think. I agree with what you said about the majority. I can't really think of one that I'm looking at and saying to myself,
"It ain't gonna work."
I don't like that. I like Brian Kelly at LSU. I think he's going to have success there. I think the one that's going to have the most success though is Lincoln Riley. I think he's going to be a home run at USC. I think he's got the type of personality. We already know he's a good recruiter. If he can put a fence up around Southern California, which he should be able to do, USC still has that sort of cachet nationally and locally in LA and the greater Southern California area. If he can just keep one of those quarterbacks home every 2 years, what he does with quarterbacks in that conference.
Andy, this dude got three quarterbacks playing in football. Two number one overall picks and two damn Heisman Trophy winners and another that was it. That was in New York City.
Right.
You don't think them kids know that?
Of course
they
do. Of course they do. And you do it against, I don't know, probably easier competition on a week in, week out basis in the Pac-12 versus the Big 12. Yeah, I think USC finally figured it out with him, which is great for them. It's great for the conference and, hopefully other teams in that conference just a little further up the coast follow.
Yep.
Do you think Georgia defensive coordinator Dan Lanning is still in consideration for any of the head coaching jobs that are still open?
Yeah, I think it just depends on if it's one of the jobs they want. I don't see Dan Lanning replacing, going to Louisiana to replace Napier or nobody like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him going to Temple or Akron and that like that. No, I don't see that. But, I mean, if he's offered Oklahoma or somebody, I see Dan Lanning taking that damn job.
Yeah, I see him in a weird area though, obviously, yeah.
If he wants to go to Cincinnati, if Fickle leaves,
well, maybe. I could see that possibly, but I'm with you. I don't think he's taking one of those kind of lower group of five jobs. Nothing against Louisiana or whatever, but one of those types of jobs. I also just don't see him getting offered one of the the Notre Dame or
Oklahoma. I agree with that. I could agree with you on that one.
But if Mark Stoops was to leave Kentucky and take the Oklahoma job, Dan Lanning would be a pretty smart hire at Kentucky. Yeah. That's the kind of job to me he feels like a Power Five, not upper echelon kind of blue blood job right now, but a good job.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's the one I think. And I misspoke, Andy. There are no poles in the back of the studio. There's a stage. So my mistake. I thought it was some poles back there. But don't they say, like, coming to the stage, we got Creo on stage two or something like that. They say coming to the stage. They don't say coming to the pole.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I said that we needed some stripper poles in the back.
Oh.
And I thought that they were some back there. That was some pole-looking things. But
one of your demands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need stripper poles at the studio.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, no.
All right, Nate McMillan's going to join us next. We'll talk a little Atlanta Hawks basketball to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.